This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 6 Pentecost _ Thursday _ CE. First posted July 8, 2010. Luke 10:1-12:17-20. Mission of the 70. Jesus was heading for Jerusalem with his disciples, where he knew he would be crucified. Matthew 16:21-17:22-23, 20:17-19. He sent out 70 of his followers in pairs to every place where Jesus was about to come. Jesus declared that the spiritual harvest was plentiful, but there were few laborers, so his disciples should pray to the Lord of the harvest to provide laborers. Jesus sent the 70 as lambs among wolves. They were to take no purse, extra clothing or sandals, and they were not to stop and visit with travelers along the way. They were instructed to bid peace upon any house they entered. Their peace would rest on the household if they were peaceable people, but if not, their peace would return to the messengers. They were instructed to remain in one house, not going from door to door. When they entered a town that welcomed them, they were to eat whatever was provided. They were to heal the sick and to declare that the kingdom of God had come near to them. But if a town would not welcome them, they were to declare from the street that they were shaking off the dust of that place from their feet as testimony against that place. Nevertheless, they were to declare that the kingdom of God had come near. On that day it will be more tolerable in Sodom than in that town. When the 70 returned, they rejoiced that even demons had been subject to them in Jesus' name. Jesus told them that he had witnessed the fall of Satan from heaven to earth like a lightning bolt. Jesus declared that he had given them power over serpents, scorpions, and all the powers of evil. Nothing would harm them. But instead of rejoicing over their power over demons, they should rejoice that their names are recorded in heaven. Commentary: there is a great spiritual hunger in the world today, but people are looking for satisfaction of that hunger in all the wrong places. People are interested in spiritual and supernatural things, but reading the Bible is the farthest thing from their minds. Jesus is about to come again, on the day of judgment, when everyone who has ever lived will be accountable to him for what they have done in this lifetime in this world. Jesus has sent his disciples ahead to announce his imminent coming. They are offering spiritual healing in his name, and the peace that is only possible in Jesus' name. We need not fear that we will give his peace to the wrong people. His peace does not remain upon people who do not welcome Jesus. We need not go door to door. In any community, any household which welcomes us is sufficient. From there we can declare the gospel message of forgiveness of sin, and restoration to fellowship with God and eternal life in God's kingdom. Way Luke 10:1-12:17-20, offer spiritual healing in Jesus' name. We testify that we have personally experienced spiritual healing. God's eternal kingdom restored to perfect paradise in heaven is all around us now, but we cannot see it now, or enter it ultimately in eternity, unless we welcome Jesus into our lives now in this lifetime. God does not call down fire from heaven immediately on those who refuse to welcome Jesus. He gives us a lifetime to learn and to repent. But ultimately, if we have failed to accept God's grace, free gift, unmerited favor, in Jesus Christ, we will suffer the same fate as Sodom and Gomorrah, which were destroyed by fire from heaven because of their wickedness and unrepentance. Genesis 19:24. The indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22. Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The indwelling Holy Spirit gives us power over evil, and gives us the assurance that our names are recorded in the book of life in heaven. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:14-14.